Previously, on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Waylon, you either need to take responsibility for your actions or get rid of the problem.
What would you do?
If it were me, I would get rid of her.
I've got to get out of here.
The kid screwed up again, leaving the rest of us to clean up his mess.
Do something. You're going to get killed.
Keep your hands off her, Hector.
Come on. She's the one you chose. She's nothing.
She's mine.
Jeff!
You need to get out of here. Don't stay at your place. Go somewhere. Anywhere. But don't tell anyone where you're going. Run!
Princess, this is Tessa. Tell the boss I'm going to be out a little longer. I'm going up to Nana's house for a while.
Didn't your grandmother die about 3 years ago?
Yeah, but Tessa, like, owns the house, and we keep telling her to sell it, but you know how Tessa is.
Chloe, do you know where Tessa is?
Maybe Tessa doesn't want to see you right now, Jeff.
Probably not, but it is really important that I tell her something. So if you know where she went, please, Chloe, you have to tell me.
Tessa called her sister early this morning and said she was going to their grandmother's house in upstate New York. These are release papers. This will give you clearance to borrow the company jet. Flying nonstop, you might get there before her. It's a one-way thing. They will drop you off. Only. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Morning, Danny.
Now I know why you're always late for work. Terry, you sleep more deeply than anyone I've ever met.
It's a gift. Not the neck, that tickles.
Does this?
Ooh. There's nothing like a romp through the morning wood.
That would be absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. I have to agree.
But I guess you have to get to work.
Nope.
Nope? What do you mean, nope? What is this nope of which you speak?
Remember, you said if I stayed, I'd be calling into work. I've already called Chloe's desk.
Ah, Danny! And to think, I believe Ginger kept your balls in a mason jar on her desk.
I have a spare set.
Good. Because they will be put to use. Is something burning?
The bacon!
Wait, you made me breakfast?
Hope you don't mind, the bacon's gonna be a little crisp.
Mind? My kitchen hasn't seen food since I moved in here. Did you not see the overabundance of takeout cartons in the fridge? You defrosted Arctic bacon for me, and then tried to cook it. I'm overjoyed! Now get in this bed and feed me, dammit, and then fuck the hell out of me.
I guess someone switched during the night.
Ignore that. It's only Chloe calling to tell me how late I am for work.
If you know I'm asleep, you're better off hanging up. I'll get your message when I'm good and ready. Bye!
Where are you? I know you're always late, but you can't be late today! Ginger's not even late today! She was early! Early, Terry! You know what this means! The world is coming to an end! The universe is imploding! Oh my god, I can't breathe!
She sounds really upset. Maybe you should pick up.
Nah, she does something like this every morning. Although, Ginger being early is a new one.
Is it wrong that I'm kind of turned on by this?
Yes, you're a depraved man. Or is it deprived?
Not anymore.
Whichever. I like it.
Okay, I can breathe. All right. Where is Danny's body? Because you must have killed him, or you brainwashed him. Either way, his
would
body
you
isn't
consider
where
this killing or brainwashing
here.
You?
What? You climbing on
Come
top
on,
of me?
Harry, I need you to wake up now.
I don't care.
Please, I'm please answer your phone. Get up and get to the phone. Get up, get up, 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 up! At least answer the phone.
You heard the woman. Come on, switch boy. Get up.
Chop,
chop.
You are so evil.
Shut up. You get off on it.
You remember the flying mammal? And I told Jeff where Tessa is, and then I loaned him the company jet.
What?
Because apparently
Tessa's gone up to
Tanner's house in New York, and she doesn't have a cell anymore, so I can't get a hold of her. And
what is this about loaning Jeff the company jet?
Good morning to you too. Where the hell is Danny? Why are you not at work? And why is Ginger at work? What the hell is going on?
Stop yelling at me. You're going to give yourself another panic attack.
Too late. About an hour too late.
Calm down before I kill you.
You'd have to be at work to do that.
I'll go into work to do it and then I'll leave. Why did you loan Jeff the company jet? Let's think about this just for a minute. You handed a several $1 million piece of machinery to a waiter. That's one hell of a tip, Chloe.
I had to. He had the puppy eyes.
What? You are making even less sense as this conversation goes on. You need Thorazine!
Shut up! You didn't see the puppy eyes! It was like this big, sad puppy was looking at me, begging me for food. I couldn't say no to the puppy eyes! He restored my faith in men for a moment!
You're psychotic! Huh! Okay, puppy eyes aside, why did you give it to him?
He couldn't find Tessa.
He knows where she lives! What? Now you're definitely not making any sense.
I know!
Okay. Why don't you meet me at the Canard and you can explain everything over ice cream? You like ice cream. Ice cream will make it all better.
We can't go to the Canard. Jeff isn't there. They beat him up. Weren't you listening?
Who's they?
I don't know. Something about dishes and a vat of knives. He got beat up, okay?
You do realize there are other waiters at the Canard, right? Chloe! Okay, I can't deal with this. One of us has to be sane for this conversation to continue, and it is way too early in the morning for it to be me. Do you realize what I'm giving up right now by talking to you? Rock hard abs. Hot fudge sundae.
Oh no. Oh, please not today. Please, Terry, for the love of God and all things holy, not today. The devil doesn't like it when you play with her toys. Any other day but today. As your friend, I'm begging you, please send Danny to work!
After I'm done with him. You damn well owe me that much.
After you're done with me?
It won't happen today. I've way too many wonderful fantasies running around in my head to be through with you in one day. But I'll settle for just a few before I send you off.
Damn it, it figures. Okay, Tessa, you need to calm down. I know you don't know why you're panicking since you're going away from the danger, but you're going to give yourself a heart attack. I can't calm down. I want Jeff. I gotta walk around, gotta get my mind off of this. Snow's coming down even harder. I hope the flight won't be canceled. Or maybe that would be good. No one would think to look for me in Chicago. I could go watch Oprah. Well, that won't work. I hate Oprah. Shouldn't there be guys out there getting planes ready and stuff? Don't tell me everyone takes a lunch break and they decide to delay the planes. Okay. There's one guy. At least someone's working. Wait. No. He's not working. Passenger? By himself? Idiot. You're gonna get hit by a plane. So much snow. Who the hell is that? Jeff? Jeff? Jeff! Damn it. He can't hear me. Wait, where's he going? Jeff! Jeff! Damn it, they've got to let me through that gate. Hey, I need you. Where is everyone? Jeff! 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 Don't leave me alone, Jeff! Jeff!
Miss? Miss? Excuse me, miss.
No! Ah!
So sorry to wake you, miss, but the plane is now boarding.
What? Oh. Sorry. I must have dozed off. Thanks.
Of course.
What the hell is wrong with me? Why does leaving Chicago seem harder than leaving home?
Good ice cream, Terry.
Needs more caramel sauce.
That's cold. Oh!
Yeah. It's ice cream. Abdomen plus ice cream should equal cold.
Is this a Chloe idea? Because she seems really into ice cream.
No, she'd see this as a waste. Although, how anyone could look at this and think that is beyond me.
Ow! You bit my stomach!
And I'll do it again.
Ow! Ooh! Oh.
That was even more fun than I imagined.
You're a mess.
So are you. Shower?
Sure.
I think this is the most often I've showered within 24 hours in, like, ever.
Well, you get into the shower, you start getting dirty, you have to take another shower, and it's a vicious cycle. So, what now?
What do you mean? Shower now. Maybe lunch after, then shower again.
No, that's, not what I meant.
Oh, you mean, what now?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're gonna go back to Ginger.
I have to.
Danny, no, you don't. Quit! No matter how well she pays you, no job is worth what she puts you through.
There's more at stake than just my job.
What? What is it?
I really can't tell you. I want to.
Yeah, I figured.
Terry, I'm serious. There's more to this than just Ginger blackmailing me, okay? And if I tell you about it, then you're at risk too. Please, I need you to just trust me.
Okay. If you can tell me, can you at least promise me some things?
I can't.
Just hear me out. Don't let her hurt you anymore. Let her have your work. But she doesn't own your body and soul. That's yours.
It's more complicated than just that.
No, it really isn't. You are stronger than the hold she has on you. I've seen it. You can't let her keep hurting you. You don't deserve it. One day, you'll stand up to her. You'll march right into that office, grab her letter opener, and stab her right where her heart should be and let free the lost souls of the damned.
You make it sound so simple.
Judd, can you promise me you won't let her hurt you? Be her informant, do her work, but you're not her pet anymore.
I promise.
Airplane bathrooms are tiny. I wonder anyone can wipe their ass. I'm going crazy. Must be. My glasses. Shit, did I leave them in the terminal? Not in my purse. Damn it. Wait. Why can I still see? I can still see. This doesn't make any sense. Something... No, everything is really, really wrong. I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I want my Jeff. He could be dead, lying somewhere hurt with no one to help him, and it's all my fault. Jeff, please don't be dead. Please. No, Tessa, Jeff is bad. Okay, sure, he saved you from a psycho in the alley, but maybe that was just so that he could kill you himself. You don't want to go home. It's the last thing you want. Why do I feel so fucking empty? God, I'm not going crazy. I'm already there.
Miss, are you all right in there?
Yes, just talking to myself.
Okay.
Oh, just talking to myself. Good one.
Traveling alone too? You want to play cards?
You know, I'm really not much of a card player. I think I'll try and get some sleep.
Oh. Here's a blanket for you.
I'll pass. Feels like steel wool.
You don't look so well. Should I call the stewardess?
Flight attendant.
Right, the flight attendant. I'll call her.
No, I don't.
Yeah, can we get a few more barf bags in this aisle? She's feeling like she might be sick.
If you like, we can move closer to the bathroom. There's plenty of room on this flight, luckily.
Leave me alone.
Care for a beverage? Sorry to bother you.
Fuck.
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Mia, Carlos, is there a problem?
I didn't want to be the one to say it, Abby, but there's something wrong with Hector.
Oh, no. And?
He said he was going to take care of the problem. It's just how he said it. He's going to kill that girl, isn't he?
He's been like this for years, and it's just gotten worse recently. Ever since Maria, it's just not right.
Well, are you going to be the one to challenge his authority?
There's no way I'd win in a confrontation with him. He'd kill me.
Then you know as well as I do that nothing is going to change. Not yet, anyway. I'm not sure, but I can sense it and the wind. Something is shifting. There's going to be a change, and it will affect our whole family.
You really shouldn't have told your sister where you were going, Tessa. She told Chloe. And Chloe told me.
She's trying to kill me.
Abby says he's a brutal problem. God, I hate it when that bitch is right.
I can hide.
So now, either take responsibility, or get rid of the problem.
I'm so dead.
There's only one way to stop the change, Tessa.
The end of part one awaits you on July 18th, 2008.
Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas, Chapter 11, Runaway, featuring the voice talents of Susan Bridges as Terry, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the check-in desk attendant, Melissa Hearn as flight attendant number one, Harry Whittle as the passenger, and Dean Gwee as flight attendant number two. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson. Directed by Alicia Lane Matheson. Original music composed by Kevin MacLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. Once Upon a Time in Vegas, created by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones. Copyright 2008, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.